The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
He has. He's called and given us a bad joke before. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I specifically asked for it. But yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, he's called the show before. I'm just saying, you know, I don't listen to Big Fatty. I mean, I listen to the Little Fatty Cast, but he doesn't call it the Little Fatty Cast. Nobody calls the Little Fatty Cast because it's a stupid way that you have to call them. It's
I just want to tell everyone.
On the other hand, you know, I thought.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't listen to Big Fatty. I mean, I listen to Big Fatty. Nobody calls Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4133 of the the 8th of December, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got lots of voice letters I want to share with you today. Yes, Big Fatty? Sounders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Your new Sounders. Yes, Big Fatty. I have to explain. Squeaky Sheepy decided that she needed a little nip-a-nap, so Squeaky Gentleman Caller decided he would fill in for her today. Oh, well. Welcome, Squeaky Gentleman Caller. I hope it goes well today. I really prefer to hear from you when there was a gentleman called Big Fatty. Well, you know, what can I say? Okay, we got it. Let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, guess what, y'all? This weekend, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one's today. Y'all, this time last year, Captain D in Tennessee was listening to hear this, and all he heard was crickets. And then he realized, oh, I didn't tell Big Fatty to add this name to the mocking calendar. Oh, Big Fatty. But y'all, he came through. And y'all, I've met this person. Y'all, I met this person probably 25 or 30 years ago yeah, over there in the UCK. And y'all, then most recently, y'all, he was visiting Fat Acres, and y'all, it's and y'all took him to the choo-choo train at the end of the visit. Y'all, I'm talking about the recently hitched. I question his taste, but you know, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Alan in the UCK. Big Fatty, we love Alan in the UCK. We do indeed, y'all. And y'all, then on Sunday, we have another special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person at the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. And y'all, he's one of those quiet ones. You gotta watch them. He slipped over to me near the end of the event and said, "Brick Party, you can put this on the raffle table or whatever, and y'all, it was a clone of Willy.
Be ready, it's kind of like Honka Bobo.
Well, no, he said it was Plastic Bobo. Oh, that's no fun. Y'all have been thinking about him a lot here lately. He's been mentioned on the little show here. And y'all, I thought about him several times on the drive over. I was listening to that Sirius Crema music station, and y'all, I heard the song "All I Want for Crema Is My Two Front Teeth." Me, fatty, y'all, I'm talking about the recent dental malady patient. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Kingsley.
Me, fatty, we love Kingsley, and so y'all. If you see Alan in the Uck or Kingsley on the Twix or Big Fatty, you ran out of music,
or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or the Menacing Clouds, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake and their two front teeth. Yes, Fatty!
Big Fatty, that you just rambled so much there, you didn't even have time. You did. There were two birthdays, and you screwed it up and ran your mouth so damn much that you ran out of music. That's not a short music. Anyway, let's move forward.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shaggy. It's about a week since I last reported,
And
I'm still waiting on Weybridge Station for my train.
Oh!
Yeah, I've been sitting here a whole week.
That's a slow-ass train!
Okay, that's not true.
Oh. It's recording
this a few minutes after.
Oh!
And
yes.
Apparently my next train is on time.
Oh, good.
So I've just got to wait 20 minutes.
But oh, yes!
I've got a cup of coffee. I've got a gingerbread latte, of all things.
Oh, well, aren't you fancy pants?
I really shouldn't be treating myself to all these expensive coffees, but... considering I've been punctured twice by two little pricks, I think I probably deserve it.
Big Fatty had two pricks
and
yesterday.
And it's cold, and my train's delayed.
Yes.
So I think I deserve coffee. And I'm nearly 50.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm nearly 50. By the time you get this message, I probably will be.
Yes.
I'm going back to my parents for my 50th.
Yes.
Going to have a party with...
Well,
not a party. I didn't want a party. I'm not really a party person.
Not a party
I'm seeing
person.
Quite a lot of different friends.
Right.
But the day after my birthday, I'm seeing... my four sort of oldest, bestest friends.
Uh-huh.
Nick, Paul from school, Callum, and Harry. And
they're
all on the podcast. They're all on my show.
Yes,
I'm
Harry.
I'm going to go back to Salisbury. I'm going to see them. I'm going to see my parents. I'm going to see some other friends. I'm even going to go to a gig? And see a band.
Old gig band.
That should be fun because I haven't been to a gig for ages. I used to go and see lots of music gigs.
Frogs
but,
go to gigs.
This one is a sit-down gig.
I don't
have to stand up for 3 hours. It's Rock and Roll Man.
Yes.
Yeah, Rock and Roll. Although the people who are in the band are now about
rock and roll.
60-something. Like you, Big Fatty.
Oh, yes.
They'll be senior rock and rollers. They're the best ones.
Yes.
Look at Paul McCartney. He's over 80 and doing 3-hour sets at his gigs.
Well, he gets paid an ass load of money.
The only thing I'll be doing for 3 hours when I am 80, if I ever get to 80, is probably podcasts. Because I seem to find that quite easy.
Yes.
But, anyway.
Yes.
Well, my train is due. I report back.
Archer
around the time
doesn't
of my
find
birthday.
It easy.
And, but for now, I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
And, all my love to Poodle. And, okay. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, I think that's lovely. Yo, that call came in about a month ago because his celebration of exiting the birth canal was November the 10th. B, Freddie, you're a little behind. Well, anyway, I'm trying to catch up on some of them now. Yes, Big Fatty, move the show forward.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. This is Tim, also known as Tim from Tastes Like Burning. I was listening to one of your shows, and you talk about this all the time, but you were talking about salad. And I wondered if you had ever had, you get the bag salads a lot, and I wondered if you had ever had the dill pickle version. The dill pickle version, our friends Matt and Christy introduced us to, and it's actually really good. I'm walking to the fridge now so I can tell you which brand of salad it is. It's probably something you can get at your local grocery, but Taylor Farms dill pickle chopped salad, it's not as bad as it sounds if you don't like pickles, but it's really just a pickle flavor. It's a pickle ranch and I think like pickle croutons, but they're bread with just a little like pickle seasoning or something. But I don't know. It's really good. Taylor Farms. If you like pickles and you like salad, it's a good one. So give it a try. Anyway, loving the show as always. Hope you're doing well and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Dick, I see y'all out of course is Tim from Tastes Like Burning. And Tim, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I might just add that I listened to the special six-parter of James and you sharing different parts of your lives, and I found it very, very interesting. And it's a good series. It gives everybody a chance to kind of bring maybe their past to the forefront of their minds and all. But I really enjoyed that. And I really enjoyed the dill pickle solids. You called this in a while back, and I may have tried it after you had called. But anyway, you're right. It's absolutely delicious. So y'all, you get two thumbs up from Tastes Like Burning Tim and from on the dill pickle solids. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's your friend Tim again. I was calling because I was listening to the episode 4112, or how normal people say it, 4112. Anyway, you were talking about the Big Brother, and I don't watch the Big Brother, but I'm not a big fan of reality shows, but I was listening how you were saying, like, oh, it's like Matt and Jag are the two ones left, and which one will do it? And you didn't think Matt was going to win. And I thought, wouldn't it have been really interesting if there were two Jags, and that way, if they made it both to the finale, they could have a Jag off. Talk to you later, Big Fatty. Love you. Bye.
Big Fatty, he's trying to be like that Jimmy Dyer with a kerfuffle here on a phone, right? Hey, it's true. Tim, thank you so much for that. And that would have been a jag-off. And Big Fatty, who doesn't love a good old jag-off? You know, when they have those, people just usually form a circle. And Big Fatty, I've become as vulgar as you. Well, anyway, Tim, thank you so much for that call and for the kerfuffle. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty calling. I thought I'd give you a call since you don't seem to have any content lately. And I haven't called in a month of Sundays. So I wanted to call and let you know that the full Beaver Moon is shining tonight. And I know the Beaver Moon is one of your favorites. And I also have a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle, what you got?
I was wondering if you like Christmas music, and if you do, what's your favorite Christmas song? So have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. Y'all, you know, on my way over to Hatlanta, I was listening to the Sirius... Sirius XM, they had the three Crema channels. Y'all, it was supposed to end on Monday, but it was still going to, I say, Tuesday. So we'll see how much more I get to listen to it. But, yes, I love Crema music. And, you know, I was asking my brother, yes, on what was it? I guess on Tuesday, you know, what was his favorite Crema album? And, I said that I couldn't narrow it down, but my favorite three Crema albums would be the Andy Williams Crema album and the Ray Conniff Singers, Here We Come A-Caroling, and, of course, the Carpenters Crema album, you know. Crema Portrait, I think, is what it's called. But as far as a favorite song, I there's lots I like. There's quite a few I don't like, too.
Fart pants, my inability to stay focused is kicking my butt. So yesterday I got up and I was going to watch A Virgin River, I think is the name of it. And Adam watches it. Anyway, so I was going to watch that and then I was going to go work out and then I was going to go have a productive day. And I ended up sitting on the couch for 15 hours watching trash TV. But anyway, I am chalking it up as apparently I must have needed it. But anyway, tomorrow I fly to Billings. So I listened to yesterday's show today and tomorrow I fly to Billings. So that opening with Sater, the aviator and that plane crash, that was just what I needed to get hyped up for this trip that I'm not excited about taking anyway. But anyway, hey, if anyone lives in Billings, Montana, I have a rental car. Hit me up. Bacon Woodhaven. Oh, by the way, I think everyone should change their sign-off greeting, their sign-off salutation to Sausage Woodland Hills. That's funny. All right. I got to go because next thing on my list is get a hold of Scotty and tell him that I won't chew him out for eating cake today.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course.
Bacon, Woodhaven.
Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I assume that your trip went well. And y'all, to close out the week, we can only do it one way.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. A drunk man who smelled of beer sat down in a subway seat next to a priest. The man's tie was stained, his face was smeared with red lipstick, and half an empty bottle of gin was sticking out of his torn coat pocket. He opened his newspaper and began reading. After a few minutes, the man turned to the priest and asked, "Say, Father, what causes arthritis?" "Mister, it's caused by loose living, being with cheap, wicked women, too much alcohol, and a contempt for your fellow man," the priest replied. "Well, I'll be damned," the drunk muttered, returning to his paper. The priest, thinking about what he had said, nudged the man and apologized. "I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to come on so strong. How long have you had arthritis?" "I don't have it, Father. I was just reading here that the Pope does." Have a good day.
Dear Gussie B. Hey, that was a good one. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, Big Fatty will be heading back to the villa on Saturday, and I'll have a regular little show from the studio for next week. And thanks to everybody that sent Big Fatty some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, you needed the content. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. Or is it the Big Fatty? I think it's the Gay Mix. Anyway, Daniel Biba, could you be clear about your listening habits?
I don't listen to Big Fatty. I mean, I listen to Big Fatty. Nobody calls Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, they did. They called today. You're supposed to be calling with a short story, aren't you?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.